Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make easy EdTech integration a possibility in your classroom. You may be familiar with my books like Tasks Before Apps or my blog, ClassTechTips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or special event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I'm so glad you're here. Each week, I share popular content from my blog. I read aloud a blog post, add a few extra things, and try my best to bring the content to life for you, all in audio format. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mention. Before we dive in, a quick announcement. Later this month, I'm kicking off celebrations for the book birthday for 40 Ways to Inject Creativity into the Classroom with Adobe Spark, a book I wrote with Ben Forda, now published by Elevate Books. More details are coming soon, but head over to the classtechtips.com/bookbirthday for a special free download and to be the first to know. It's my website, classtechtips.com/bookbirthday. This week's podcast is titled, Designing Learning with Digital Networks in Mind. It was originally published as a blog post on ASCD Express earlier this fall, and I'm super excited to share it with you in audio format. ASCD is my publisher for the book Tasks Before Apps, and I'm excited to partner with them for more exciting projects in 2020. You can find me at the ASCD CEL conference this November, as well as ASCD Empower in March of 2020. Let's dive into designing learning with digital networks in mind. Students today interact in online spaces in ways we couldn't have imagined 5 or 10 years ago. When I started my teaching career, Instagram and Snapchat were still far off on the horizon. As more students gained access to personal devices outside of the classroom, social media platforms changed the way we learn about current events and share ideas with others. Although preparing students to navigate a digital world can take many forms, the task is a necessary one. As you plan to teach course content in any subject area, you can include social media-inspired activities for students of all ages and use strategies with a social media twist that brings subject matter to life no matter what students are learning. Online spaces provide students with an opportunity to connect with people from around the world. Students can share their ideas and learn from others as they read, listen, and view content posted by individuals and organizations with a variety of viewpoints. Preparing students to interact in these spaces is essential. Personal and professional communications increasingly rely on navigating social media to gather and evaluate information. The experiences students have during the school day can include a connection to the type of content they might come across as consumers, such as YouTube videos, Instagram posts, and even TikTok videos. Students also have the potential to be creators in these spaces by making their own videos, visuals, and blog posts. In this episode, we're going to talk about your role in helping students make connections to the authentic experiences they have online while exploring subjects and topics that may come up in your classroom. Let's jump right in to tips for designing learning with digital networks in mind. First up, let's discuss podcast reviews. The content students come across in digital spaces can vary greatly. Podcasts, which are often presented as several episodes in a series, which you already know if you've been following along the Easy EdTech podcast, are online medium that lets students hear from experts in different fields. From folk tales to investigative reports, students can listen to a podcast to learn something new and practice responding critically and concisely. For example, you might have students listen to a recording from Up First by NPR. After the episode of the day is finished, students can respond with a thought or question related to the content. You might have students post this publicly on the podcast homepage or as a comment on an Instagram post from the podcast creator. Alternatively, students can share their comments in a space reserved for your class, like Google Classroom or Schoology. In a previous podcast episode, I shared some of my favorite resources from kid-friendly podcasts. It's episode 15 of the Easy EdTech podcast, and I'll make sure to put a link in the show notes for this episode. All you have to do is go to classtechtips.com/podcast, and you'll see this episode with links to the resources I mentioned. Next, we'll explore the idea of student branding. When talking about branding, we often think about a logo like the golden arches of McDonald's or the swoosh of Nike. Now, branding also relates to students' online presence and how it might communicate their values. Students of all ages can explore this idea of branding, whether they are creating a digital portfolio in a fourth grade classroom or publishing videos on their YouTube channel to share in a college application. This summer, when working with high school students at a design camp, we discussed how colors, fonts, and themes, like the options presented in Spark for Education, can help a creator communicate tone and intention with an audience. Discussions on personal branding can make clear connections to digital citizenship topics on how students connect themselves in online spaces. Alternatively, you might have students think about branding from the perspective of a historical figure or character in a novel, where they create a profile and mock posts to go along with this real or imagined character. When it comes to social spaces, being concise and clear is very important. Many social spaces, and when I say social spaces, I mean Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or a comment thread on a blog post, limit the amount of content contributors can share in a single post, such as Twitter's word count limitations for single tweets. You can use these constraints as an asset when talking to students about sharing concise responses. For example, you might have students create an ebook or a website that showcases what they learned about a particular topic. This could be a science experiment, a book review, or any of the project ideas I've used to incorporate apps into my classroom in the past. Over the past few years, I've worked with a school in New York where students have used Adobe Spark to create website for biographies, and they've used Book Creator to create ebooks that chronicle their reading responses in easy-to-share format. Although their final project might go into detail, you can ask them to create a short summary with a character count limit. You might connect this to a persuasive set of writing goals you have on how to hook a reader with a call to action as they try to convince someone to click on their link to learn more about their topic. Finally, evaluating sources is an essential skill to instill in your students as they navigate digital spaces, whether you're celebrating Digital Citizenship Week or you're bringing this into the work you do throughout the school year. Of course, evaluating sources doesn't have to be limited to a digital citizenship curriculum. It might involve informal conversations about where a piece of online content came from. For example, a teacher can share a news article and talk to students about the components of a reputable source or trustworthy journalist. In a first grade classroom, a conversation on evaluating sources might include reviewing a website and pointing out some of the key features that demonstrate an organization's authority to publish on a topic. In a 10th grade classroom, conversations with students might include a review of a blog post or a close examination of an image or video. You might ask students questions like, who published this website? Are they an expert on this topic? Does this website include citations or references to other sources? What do I know about the author of this resource? Where can I go to find out more about them? As you design activities for students this school year, keep social media in mind. In addition to preparing students to navigate online spaces, you can help make connections to the way students consume and share information outside of the classroom. You might find that these activities shape the ways that your course content connects to students' everyday interactions on their favorite social media platform. If you have a social media inspired activity to share, I'd love to hear all about it. Tag at Class Tech Tips, so that's my handle, Class Tech Tips, on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook when you do share your social media inspired activity. So let's make this EdTech easy. Identify your why for bringing this type of activity to your students. Then determine your focus, such as concise comments or call to actions. Next, share examples and not so great examples with students. Finally, reflect on the process and make a plan to share your success with another educator. I'll have all these resources ready and waiting for you at the show notes page, including a totally free ebook you can download. You can find the show notes for every episode at classtechtips.com/podcast. A quick reminder, later this month, I'm kicking off celebrations for the book birthday of 40 Ways to Inject Creativity into the Classroom with Adobe Spark, a book I wrote with Ben Forda, now published with Elevate Books. More details coming soon, but head over to classtechtips.com/bookbirthday for another special free download and to be the first to know. It's my website, classtechtips.com/bookbirthday. See you next week with more Easy EdTech tips.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech podcast wherever you're listening.